Not many people would cast their grandmother, their mother, their brothers, and even their son in a play, but actor Jimmy Barney has done just that. The play is called My Name is Jimmy, and in it, he tells the story of his family and his homeland, Morbiag Island in the Torres Strait, with his actual family treading the boards alongside Jimmy. You might remember Jimmy from television performances in the telemovie Mabo for ABC TV, also Redfern Now, and the SBS drama The Straits. Jimmy is with Away's Rudy Bremer, and he tells her why he wanted to bring this family affair to the stage.
It's a story of importance about identity and belonging. You know, I know from up in Torres Straits, there is a lot of push in teaching cultural knowledge, cultural practices, and also cultural identity. So I grew up with that. And, you know, being in the industry now, always sort of look for an opportunity, especially on the main stage, a mainstream stage, to share a story that connects me back to home, you know, because my bloodline comes from Morbiag Island, and that's in the western part of Torres Straits. And yeah, it was, I guess for myself, there was an importance, you know, especially that feeling of seeing youth around, especially around remote area up here in North Queensland and in the islands, on the islands, you know, where there is a lot of, I guess, identity crisis, if you want to call it. You know, my nieces and nephews and little brothers and sisters who don't really know where they come from. You know, I think it's very important to share and, you know, make them connect back to home.
And so you have talked about at the core of this show is technology. I'm kind of interested in the fact that, I suppose for you, like you're quite well known on screen. Mm-hmm. And then you've kind of flipped the script by going onto the stage with this story, but to talk about how technology can be used.
Yeah, it's sort of the inspiration for this show was started from, I guess, the earlier drafts. I sort of call it three generations, based on my dad, my father, my late father, myself, and Dimitri. And how Dad was a full cultural man, you know. He spoke Kalalagaoya, that's our language, you know, fluently. And, you know, he grew up on the island, especially on Morbiag. And, you know, he practiced and he walked the culture. I sort of see my generation just in between. And oral history is, that's how I learned everything, you know, is by talking and listening and practicing it, you know, out in the boat and, you know, even gardening and all of that. It just comes through uncles telling me how and why you do it this way. And for myself, I understand the language, but I only speak a little. I don't speak it fluently like my father does. And then you've got Dimitri, who hasn't even been influenced in that lifestyle, who grew up here in Cairns. And, you know, for him to actually know where he comes from, you know, he's got this technology around him now where he can research, you know, you can jump on Google anytime and actually see where the Torres Straits is in Morbiag. And you know, it's amazing how much, you know, you can get on with the camera phones and you can actually film stuff and record our elders, you know, while they're still here and get those information, you know, whereas for myself, I had to, you know, I practice and it's embedded in me physically, but also, you know, in a memory box up here somewhere, you know, and that was the important sort of process within the three generation where how can Dimitri's generation understand and, you know, practice his way, his identity, you know, which is his right, by, you know, using technology. And, you know, within the show, there is all sorts of different way of storytelling because it sort of reaches out to audiences.
Your father did pass away during the creation of the play.
Yep.
He is credited as one of the writers, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Losing somebody who's so important to you personally and also to the development of a work. Mm-hmm. What does that do to the process? I mean, on a practical level, you're the new keeper of your culture.
Yeah, no. It was a sudden shock. It was also, you know, a blessing, I guess, that you know, Dad could open up. And yes, so I've got Dad and Jason Klarwein, who's the director, amazing storyteller by, you know, in his own right, that we, myself and Jason, went up to Thursday Island and sat with Dad. And the process that we did was that we just said to Dad, just talk, just yarn, you know. And we had we started filming Dad, and Dad just started talking. He just started talking about his connection back to home, back to Wagadagam. That's our tribal name, Wagadagam, from Mabiyag Island. And we sort of gave him the opportunity because, you know, at that stage, he was the chief of our people, of Wagadagam people. So, you know, I said, Dad, this is an opportunity now. If you want to voice anything, you know, the power of live theater, you know, you can actually, you know, you can actually use that as a platform now. And what do you want to talk about? And I'll just act it out. Or, you know, we didn't have a proper structure. It was just sort of off the bat. Dad just started talking about culture. And then myself and Jason went back to Cairns, and we started structuring everything that he talked about into a script. So that was the process. And sort of I got up and started workshopping some of the scenes, and, you know, bringing it to life. And then Jason sort of structured around, did a bit of cut and paste here, you know, just to get a beautiful sort of storyline, structural sort of form. And that's how, so basically it sort of all came from Dad, to be honest. And when that sad day come, I think it was 2 years ago now, and just before, you know, the development was finished, before Queensland Theatre was going to say yes or no to the project, and you know, we lost Dad. And then it sort of put myself and Jason in a position where it's like, this perspective came from him. You know, it was all his perspective. And, you know, he was going to be on stage as well, and I was going to support him. But now, you know, he's not here. He'll be with us spiritually. We have to change it. So we had to rejig, you know, majority of the storytelling perspective, you know, from my perspective. And that was a shift that we had, you know, just before we opened here in Cairns, actually. And a lot of his knowledge and stories, you know, I just sort of preached it, and it sort of came back to my connection to Wagadagam, Mabiyag Island. What does that mean to me, and how important it is for Dimitri? When Dad passed on, I'm actually in the position, being the next eldest son, being his eldest son, to be the chief of Wagadagam. And, you know, it personally, you know, I took it really hard. You know, it was really hard for me. I won't lie there. But also, there's also that bigger sort of vision, you know, as, you know, from my role and how I can actually continue on carrying the light by using a platform that speaks to everybody, no matter what background you are. You know, anybody come into that theater, you know, will be connected, because it's a humanity story. You know, it's a story about identity, and we all connect back to a place or origin.
I guess, I mean, it also just would be very hard not to feel some kind of connection and sense of community by going to see the play, because it's also, when you've talked about sort of rewriting and shifting things, it includes four generations of your family.
Yes.
Was there ever a point where you thought that it might be, where you thought about maybe casting non-family members?
No. Yeah. It was going to be real. It was going to be true. To be honest, it came down for their roles and responsibility within the community. You know, mum and grandma being the, you know, the holders of the songs and dances, because, you know, that's a big part within the show is having that traditional dancing, and that's where my two brothers come in. You know, I've got, there's six of us all together, six boys, and these two, Richard and Conwell, they're actually the keepers, and they're also the dancers within the family, within the Mabuyak community. And you know, they teach dancers, so they're actually teachers in their own right, and performers as well. Do traditional dancing, you know, in front of, you know, hundreds of people. You know, they're actually they're pretty used to it. You know, that's what they do in a daily basis, to be honest. And that's why when we sort of got them in, we didn't want to break them out of their comfort zone. We sort of try and kept them in their lane, you know, mom just being mom, you know, grandma being grandma, and you know what she's strong, and you know her knowledge and what she wants to share, and my brothers, you know, so and then I just do majority of the talking, and Dimitri being Dimitri, you know, representing all the youth, I guess, you know, within the country, you know amongst all this or you know all this chaos.
Actor Jimmy Barney speaking about his play My Name is Jimmy, which is part of the Sydney Festival. And you can see it in Sydney at Belvoir Street from the 5th to the 21st of January.